STL is Y98 in the Brent Mega Show on Y98.
Happy Friday. How's everyone doing today?
Very well.
Yeah.
Very well.
Don't say very well. Hannah's not here, Kevin. You don't have to over.
So we're doing great.
Yes. You just said, well, I'm doing okay. Kevin is like, very well.
Very
Hannah's
well.
Off today.
Woo.
Hannah has a bachelorette party, which I'm curious of the drama that we're going to get into at the bachelorette party, because if you've listened to the show, Hannah thought she was the maid of honor. She was asked to be the maid of honor, and then they had a wedding website, and it just said bridesmaid on there.
Yep.
And then there is a man of the hour. You know, there's a best man.
Mm-hmm.
So we are thinking maybe it's like the Hunger Games, and at the bachelorette party, they're going to compete for the maid of honor spot, and she might come back with that trophy, or she might not. We don't know.
Yeah.
Because nobody had maid of honor on that website.
No.
So I think it's a competition. That's what I really think. This is what your show Love Island, AB, should have been like.
It should have been. I should be there filming.
I honestly think we just developed a reality show. You get a bunch of bridesmaids, you bring them to a cool island, lots of liquor, lots of drama, and then you have them compete for the maid of honor title.
That's
at the end of the season, we declare a maid of honor.
Maid of honor.
I think we just developed a reality TV show.
I think you did. That's brilliant.
Why are you not filming this, AB? You're at the wrong place. Man, that was great.
Yeah.
Somebody listening right now has just stole that and is going to make millions of dollars. And we'll still be here, guys.
Yeah.
How was your day yesterday, Kevin?
Good. I mean, you know, I mean, hot, but got the yard mowed. Today's a big day because Kennedy's getting her wisdom teeth pulled.
Oh.
So speaking of filming, I will be doing that after.
That's funny.
Afterwards. She is going.
Did she drink any pineapple juice? You're supposed to drink like a gallon of pineapple juice the day before you get your wisdom teeth out to reduce swelling, and I did that and it completely worked.
Really?
That's like a hack. I wish I would have known.
Where were you with that advice,
yeah.
AB? Wow.
I'm sorry. I saw it on TikTok.
Oh.
And it worked?
It worked. My sister didn't do it and she was swollen for like a month and a half. I was swollen-ish, not even that bad, for maybe 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that hack.
I didn't either. It would have been good to know.
Is it too late?
It's too late. No,
I don't
she
know.
Can't. She's got to go 8 hours without anything.
Oh,
in her
8 hours
right.
without doing
anything. Yeah, 11 o'clock today. It starts. They said it's like a 2-hour procedure, so we'll see.
My wife has never gotten hers out because she's afraid of the procedure. She like freaks out. Every dentist is like, you should get these removed. She's like, nope.
I don't think you need to unless they hurt.
That's right. What she said. She's like, they stopped hurting, so
she's
I'm
fine.
Good. Yeah. And she's like, we don't got enough pineapple juice.
The all new Brent Mega Show. Live.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A couple named Sarah and Alex got married in Wisconsin back in June, but a video from their reception is just now making the rounds because it got interrupted by a tornado. The venue wasn't hit, thank goodness, but they did have to take shelter in a basement with a bunch of strangers who were actually having a family reunion down there. And a guy from the reunion ended up helping them with their first dance in this basement. He whipped out his guitar and started playing Perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Wow, that's better.
Awesome.
He can play like Perfect bad, which is like the perfect wedding song,
right.
Pun intended. But the other thing I love about it is this sounds like deep and romanticized a little bit, but that's kind of like life. Tornadoes hit you, things change, but like your love just is what it is. It just continues to be there. So like if your first dance isn't perfect, you just go down to the middle of a basement and the middle of a tornado and you're still together and you dance away. Like that's how life is.
People always say rain on your wedding day is good luck. So a tornado must be a lot of good luck.
Yeah.
Right.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Get paid to save with the Empower Checking, a new high-yield checking account. Visit togethercu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Cubs. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 1:20 on our sister station, KMOX.
It's time for the City SC Big Three with Joey Z.
We want to connect you to City SC, so we bring on the voice of City SC right here on Y98, Joey Z, and he gives three things that are happening with City SC. Joey, what's your big three?
One.
Number one, City with a win in Game 1 of the League's Cup.
The team initially fell behind FC Dallas, but then roared back on goals by Cedric Teuchert and Marcel Hartl. Hartl's second half game winner sounded like this on the Odyssey app and Y98. Hartl starts it up, hesitates, right, but he scores!
Yes! Come on!
Goes to pause, is left on the ground! All right, Lutz, here we go on three! One, two, three!
City lead! I can't do this, that was you.
Hartl with a changeup. Number two, City will play game two of the League's Cup Sunday, August 4th at City Park against Los Bravos. FC Juarez from Liga MX visits St. Louis. City in a great position to advance into the round of 32 later this month. Awaiting results, but City will certainly be through with just a tie against Juarez. Tickets available at SeatGeek.com. Three. Number three. City got a solid team debut from St. Louis University Billiken Simon Betcher in his first game with St. Louis City for interim head coach John Hackworth and a City SC team that was victorious for the second time this month at home. Betcher helped Hartl to the spot for the game winner. This has been the STL City SC Big Three with me, Joey Z.
That was City SC's Big Three with Joey Z. Brought to you by Health Source Cairo. Get back to living pain-free with Dr. John at Health Source Cairo. Visit healthsourcecairo.com/Clayton.
What you gonna do in the loop this weekend? You gonna do in the loop this weekend? You.
It's Friday. Let's kick off the weekend with some fun on the Brett Mega Show. We bring in Luke Farrell from STL Bucket List. How many Instagram followers does STL Bucket List got now?
We have 196,242. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, wow.
We need to step up our game. We got to get you guys a ticker.
So yeah.
As a new person follows you, it'll go up.
It's like Wall Street.
196,000. Yep.
All right. Wow. Almost 200,000 followers. If you want to follow STL Bucket List, get them up to 200K. and you can find out all the cool things that are happening in Luke. So that's why we bring in Luke. So what do we got going down this weekend, Luke?
This weekend is all about food for me. We got the Taste of St. Louis happening downtown at Ballpark Village tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So there's going to be 40-plus restaurants. There's going to be stage, food competitions, live music. And really, the coolest thing about it is you go to Ballpark Village, and you can try different cultures, different food, and some of the best restaurants in St. Louis.
I love this event. It's one of our first events when we first moved to St. Louis, because I moved here like end of July. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the first things we ever went to in St. Louis was the Taste of St. Louis. So I love that.
Another food event. This one is for Pedal the Cause. It's a World Without Cancer Day. Mm-hmm. That's going on tonight, guys. There's going to be shops and dining. We're going to post a couple flyers where you guys can go. But there was like 60 businesses that I saw that if you just go there tonight, they're going to donate a portion of their sales to the Siteman Cancer Center and the St. Louis Children's
Hospital. This is huge for Y98, right, Kevin?
Yeah, it's massive for us considering, you know, we've dealt with, so unfortunately, so much cancer, mm-hmm. you know, on our show or on our station with Jen Myers, Paul Cook being cancer survivors and doing well. But yeah, pedalthecause.org has a list of all the restaurants and the retailers that are supporting mm-hmm. this event.
It's a great way to go out to eat and then make a huge difference because this shows you the community is all behind our cancer fighters.
Absolutely. And then last but not least, guys, I thought this was really interesting. So Kevin Hart's going to be here at the Fox.
Yeah.
What?
Tomorrow night and Sunday night. He's playing two nights in a row at the Fox, though. I mean, he's played at the Enterprise Center, so it's going to be a little bit more intimate at the Fox. I just checked their website. They said they have 1% of tickets left, guys. So if you want tickets, go and snag some. I know these people. You guys got a plug at the Fox, though.
We do.
So. Yeah. That's really cool. So if you're looking for something to do for food-wise, it can benefit our community and our cancer fighters out there. And there's a lot of great eating this weekend. If you want more details, we post them on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on R.I.G. It's St. Louis Bucket List, Luke Farrell.
What you gonna do in the loop this weekend? You gonna do in the loop this weekend? You.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah's off today, by the way. Yesterday we all had a big Zoom meeting later in the afternoon with corporate, all the big corporate people. And I thought to myself, because Kevin couldn't get his camera on in the Zoom meeting. We're all with, and not just Kevin. I want to also call out our boss. Our boss does not know how to mute a Zoom meeting. It was like,
nope.
Yeah. And everyone's like, boss, can you mute it? AB, how many times did you text him? You're like, texting him like, dude,
Bro, I texted him and then he didn't text me back for like 5 hours.
And then he texts you back and say, oh, where's the Zoom button?
Yeah, pretty much.
Where's the mute button?
Yeah.
So would you rather do all of your meetings on Zoom where that has to happen or in person where you have to like be there physically though?
If you are living far away and it's like not right after the show and all that and you would have to come back to the office, definitely Zoom. But if the meeting is right after the show, I would rather just do it here.
Okay.
How about an email?
I'd rather just
have the email.
Who got him? Did Hannah and AB, you guys both got him those socks that say I hate meetings?
Yeah.
This guy hates meetings in general.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you just choose no meeting?
I mean,
I don't know if that's a choice, Kevin, but okay. I would take it for you, actually, as I know how much you hate him.
But if I had to do one, it would be the Zoom.
Really? The guy who hates turning on his camera?
Yeah. I would do that one as opposed to, you know, actually physically being somewhere. Here's the thing. If the meeting is necessary, and there are necessary meetings, I do believe that, then in person we'll get the statement made. The problem is when you meet all the time and you call these meetings and you meet in person and then they're always like, it's like crying wolf. Some of these are important. Some of these aren't. You know,
it
come
was
on.
Literally just choose between Zoom and in person. Kevin's like, well, does the meeting matter?
Right. Yeah. Well,
in this hypothetical scenario, the meeting mattered. Yeah. Zoom or in person?
I'd still do Zoom.
That's so funny. I would choose in person. I hate Zoom meetings. It's so awkward. I can't read the vibe. The energy is all off. You do have boss guy who doesn't know how to mute. You have camera guy who doesn't know how to
turn the camera. There's a delay in your response. Can they hear me?
The Wi-Fi always goes out for somebody. Mm-hmm. They're always like frozen, like you're frozen.
Yeah.
And you're always frozen in a weird face. Like, I really eliminate all of that crap and then let's just do in person. And usually in person, if you got a good boss, they bring snacks.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, or AB brings snacks and you can eat some of her snacks.
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Okay, Hannah's off today, but we're still going to do Hannah's homeschool. It's just like different kind of summer school. It's AB's, you know, summer camp. If you want to play Hannah's homeschool or AB's summer camp, you're going to play against AB today. We'll give you boys to men tickets. 314-531-9898. We'll see what you got, AB. All right, Aaron, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you today?
Doing wonderful. Hannah has the day off, so we're like kind of excited about it. No, I'm joking, Aaron. So since Hannah is off, you're going to play Hannah's homeschool, but it's we put up like a different sign. It's called like AB's prep school.
Yep.
So, Aaron, AB and you will compete in a pop culture showdown. I'm going to ask AB the same questions as you, so we have to have AB leave the room, and you got to get more right than her. Tie goes to AB, okay?
Okay.
All right, AB, get out of here.
All right.
We said it a little bit more nicely, I think. All right, so, Aaron, first question. Which country has the most Summer Olympic medals?
The United States.
Yep. Name one person covering the Olympics.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. All right, I like that you went with Snoop. Which Jonas brother was connected to Miley and Selena and rumored that they actually had beef and drama over it?
Joe.
Okay. Which former winner is rumored to be replacing Katy Perry on American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
Okay. And what school did they attend in Glee?
High school.
All right, I'll give you, I'll give it to you.
Yeah,
high school. Three out of five. We're going to see how AB does. Here in one song, we're going to bring in AB. She's playing Hannah's Homeschool in for Hannah. All right.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
With Hannah having the day off, we had an interesting turn. AB is actually playing Hannah's Homeschool, so AB was standing outside of the studio, could not hear the questions that we just got done asking Aaron. Aaron answered five pop culture questions. AB, he got three out of five.
Okay.
There is a lot of Jonas Brothers and Glee in here.
Oh, okay, so thank God. Then I'll be fine.
Okay, first question. Tie goes to AB. Which country has the most Summer Olympic medals?
The U.S.?
With confidence, you said that, right. And you would be correct.
Okay.
Name just one person covering the Olympics.
Does Snoop Dogg count?
Snoop Dogg does count. That's what Aaron did. Everybody loves that Snoop Dogg is covering
the
Olympics.
That's the only thing I'm seeing.
Okay. Which Jonas brother was connected to Miley and Selena and rumored that the two had beef because of it?
Ooh. Joe?
Man, everyone might think it's Joe. It's Nick, actually. It was Nick Jonas. Which former winner is rumored to be replacing Katy Perry on American Idol?
Oh, I just saw this. Shoot.
It was just covered on Hannah's Hollywood hashtag. I'm glad you were listening to Hannah. We'll let Hannah know that while she's on vacation that you were locked
Harry Underwood.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
You're so surprised. The person sitting next to you talked about it for like 3 minutes yesterday. And then what school did they attend in Glee?
Oh, my gosh.
You're an embarrassment to your Glee you fan base. This. Even Aaron got it right.
Seriously?
Kind of.
They're in Lima, Ohio. I literally finished Glee again last night.
They are in Ohio, yep. Your whole family is going to be embarrassed.
I know.
I know you guys are all big Glee family. What school did they attend in Glee? I need an answer.
I'm blanking.
Aaron, do you want to tell her?
High school.
What?
Yeah.
We gave Aaron the point for high school.
That?
We gave Aaron the point for high school.
Oh,
great
my
answer.
Gosh.
It was William McKinley High School.
Yeah.
So it's in, high school is in the name, William McKinley High School.
Oh, my gosh.
But that is 3 out of 5. That's good enough for a tie and good enough for a win for AB.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Takes a tie. Aaron, you got to say, for the probably the first time, this is Aaron, I got schooled by AB.
Hey, this is Aaron. I got schooled by AB.
All right.
Hannah's home school.
Things that I've got.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. If you're ready to kick off your weekend, like what are people talking about? We'll do that and keep it moving. There's a video that we just posted on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show, if you follow us on Instagram, where AB, who does all our video works, made Hannah disappear. Because Hannah's off today, and I think it's because AB made her disappear.
You did, like, magic. She's going to hate me for that.
Yeah. Wait till you see the video. If you want to see how AB made Hannah disappear, watch the video on our Instagram, Brett Mega Show. So AB, you made her disappear. You're in for, I'm going to read off a headline. You either tell me keep it moving or say tell me more. I got the clock running for 2 minutes, okay?
All right.
Tom Cruise is reportedly planning a major stunt for the Paris Olympics closing ceremony.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, it's like Mission Impossible style. Rumor is that he will rappel from the top of the Stade de France. I'm not saying it with my French accent. And to land on the stadium feeling, carrying the Olympic flag. This will actually be pre-recorded from in March in LA, but it's like this really weird drop that apparently you're going to see happen.
Oh, so he's already done this. They're just going to show it.
Part of the segment was actually pre-recorded back in March in LA, so part of it, and then he's going to do the second half of it.
Like,
so I think how it starts and then how it ends.
It's that's actually
this
pretty cool.
Huge, like, video crazy thing that, like, AB just did on our Instagram.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah. Gorillas are addicted to smartphones now.
Oh, okay.
So at the zoo, they, you know, you take pictures of like animals. They showed the gorillas. I guess the gorillas are now becoming obsessed with themselves and wanting to see the smartphones. Isn't that crazy?
Now I kind of want to try that at the zoo.
Yeah, they said they said that they're just becoming addicted to screens, wanting to see them, and are basically like humans, like, I need to see smartphones. There's this thing called vacation elation.
Yeah. No, I don't need to hear it.
All right, keep it moving. Here's an easy sign that a couple has a close and happy relationship.
Okay.
I know that it is controversial now when we use the word pronouns, but it's how you use pronouns. We and us instead of I.
Oh.
You can usually tell if a couple is happy if you're constantly saying the word I or we. It's just little things that you don't even notice that you're doing, but if they constantly are using we or us, subliminally, you can just tell if they're happy or not.
Hmm.
Which companies are scammers most likely to impersonate? So be watching out for this.
Oh, I know two people who just got scammed. Let's hear it.
Best Buy and its Geek Squad, along with Amazon and PayPal. Those are the most likely to get emails like, oh, this is Amazon. I get the Amazon text message.
Yeah.
This is Amazon. We can't deliver your package. Can you give me your social security number, your birth certificate, a copy of your driver's license? I'm like, no, Amazon, I cannot do that. But then, you know, those people that do, like, submit it all.
My mom.
Like AB's mom.
Yep.
That's it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're about to kick off an hour of commercial-free music to kick off your weekend. Cards tickets coming your way. That's fun to get to kick off the weekend. Let's do the Mega Mind question of the day. Hannah is off today. Over 20% of Americans have not done this in over a year.
I'm going to say wash their car, and I would be in that 20%. I never do that.
Forgotten?
Really?
20% of Americans have not washed the car.
I think it's they haven't watched the news.
Oh.
Because I know, like, a couple
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, who don't watch the news anymore.
Really good guesses. No one got it correct, but those are really good guesses. What is something that over 20% of Americans have not done in over a year? And then you'll also go, question humanity afterwards. 314-531-9898. I'll give you the answer at 718. Make sure you throw your name on the text line so we can shout you out. When we shout out your guesses at 718, I'll give you the answer.
Mega Minds.
Thank you for listening. And 98, St. Louis.
Well, it's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 90. Your weather brought to you by Ashley. This is home.
Mega Minds.
We are officially commercial-free. That's the best way to kick off a Friday. Now let's give the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Over 20% of Americans have not done this in over a year. I did give you a hint that says we will question humanity maybe after this.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of good guesses on the text line. Tammy says go on vacation. Cassidy says go to the dentist.
Those do sneak
up. I was there yesterday.
Sean says change their bed sheets.
Oh, jeez, man.
Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete have a couple on here. They say go to church. They also say get a haircut.
I like those. Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy coming in with multiple guesses. I like that.
Thurman's all about an unfortunate love life. He says get lucky.
None of those are correct. Over 20% of Americans have not done this in over a year. It's read a book.
Oh, my gosh.
Really interesting. When you start thinking about it, it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
And I'm someone who likes to read. I had a baby about a year ago. I have not. I have a book that I started.
I finished a book 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. Well, good for you. You've read for all of us.
Mega Minds.
We are commercial free for the next hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. In 3 minutes, I'll tell you one of the nicest compliments I've ever gotten in my life. I'm going to take a second and brag about myself for just a moment here on the Brett Mega Show while we're commercial free. Honestly, I'm telling this story just because it meant a lot to me. And then also just to remind you that sometimes like the nicest compliments in the entire world are these little moments that you have. Because you just get busy and you forget to say these things to people. So if you have someone in your life to do this to kick off the weekend, I guarantee we'll make their weekend. So my mother-in-law was in town for the last couple of days helping us out with some stuff and watching our kids. And while we had a lot going on. And so she was kind of like in the mom and dad game for a second. And I love my mother-in-law. I really do. But I feel like she was like not in the same mom and dad shape. Because at the end of the day, she was exhausted every single day. Like, literally, we'd be like, when we put the kids to bed, my wife and I will watch, like, literally only, like, 30 minutes of TV. And we'd be like, you know, Grandma, do you want to watch 30 minutes of TV? She'd be like, no, I'm going to bed. She didn't even have the 30 minutes of TV in her. And she loves TV. Mm. She watches everything. We call her the old lady who watches a lot of TV. That's her nickname. So for her to turn down TV, you knew she was tired. And I think she got a glimpse of it one of the last days. It was like when it was like 100 degrees on like Wednesday before she left. It was like 100 degrees. We went to this park and we come back. And after the park, my son loves to go what we call an after dinner walk. Him and I go on an after dinner walk and my wife puts our 1-year-old down. She gets her ready for bed. And then my son, who's 3, stays up a little bit later. So we go on an after dinner walk. He eats a popsicle. We chat at the local football field and track. He rides his bike and we hang out together. And it's this really cool father-son moment we do. And Grandma had been going with us when she was visiting. And we get back from the park, it's 100 degrees, and he goes, Dad, are you ready to go on our after dinner walk? And I was like, sure, bud, go get your popsicle, get your shoes on, and I'll go. And my mother-in-law looks at me, and she goes, and this is literally the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. She goes, you're a really great dad.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what? She goes, most dads, after being up from 3 o'clock in the morning and coming back in from the park and being up since 3 a.m. and being out in the 100-degree weather, would be like, we're skipping the after-dinner walk. She's like, I've been here the last 5 days. From the moment you walk in, you're all about those kids. And it's really cool to see, Brett.
That's awesome.
You know, like, you want your, like, in-laws to see you because you're like, yes. I married your daughter.
Right.
And for her to say that, like, honestly, been here the last 5 days. And just, like, how involved you are, and most dads would have skipped it. Most dads would have watched TV. You are just constantly whatever your kids need. And I was like, That was such a cool moment. She just looked at me and said that. It was such a cool moment between her and I because he was off in the room. Everyone was gone doing their thing. It was just her and I. And she was like, I just have seen it the last 5 days of being here, just how you are nonstop with them.
It's That's also cool that she's like recognizing a simple thing you're doing. Yes. It's not like you're going above and beyond and doing something crazy. And she's like, wow, you're a great dad. It's like, no, you're going on a walk with your son, something you do every day. Like, that is so cool.
And then just to reinstill that, like, basically it's my wife who does it all, I'm sure. But on our after dinner walk yesterday, because she had gone home, it was just him and I, and he goes, Dad, thanks for being such a great dad. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, did you say thanks for being such a great dad? He's like, yeah, like, I really do appreciate that, Dad. It's like, are you three? How old are you, Rick? So if my three-year-old can do it, just tell somebody you appreciate them today. Just those little things. Like, you're a great dad just means, like, a world of a difference. And it was, like, the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. You know, I've peaked, guys. It's over. Cardinals tickets are coming her way. Hannah is off today, and so we decided to play one of Hannah's favorite games because she's off. What better thing to do? We're going to play three in a row, you go, for Cardinals tickets in 3 minutes right after Gaga while we're commercial-free on Y98 St. Louis. We're going to play three in a row, you go, for Cardinals tickets. So if you want to play, remember, you got to get all three questions in a row correct to go to the Cardinals Knights Harry Potter night at the ballpark. 314-531-9898. One of the reasons we decided to play three in a row, you go, is because this is Hannah's like favorite game on the radio. Mm-hmm. And Hannah's not here today. So why would we not play her favorite game when she's like, I always loved listening to Y98 play three in a row, you go. And now she is not here, and we get to play it. If you haven't seen it, on our Instagram, we posted a video on the Brett Mega Show where we made Hannah disappear.
Yeah.
If you want to see a human person disappear on video, AB did that. You can watch it on our Instagram. Go to Brett Mega Show on Instagram. If you want to play three in a row, you go. You got to get all three questions correct. Then you go to the Cardinals game for Harry Potter night. Magic is happening everywhere. Harry Potter night and on our Instagram. 314-531-9898. Remember, if the person doesn't get all three in a row, they don't go, and you got a shot at those Cardinals tickets. So cheer against your listener friends.
Something's got a hold.
Three in a row, you go.
We've lost control here on Y98. We're playing three in a row, you go, for Cardinals tickets. And also, we have a chance for you to win your share of $100,000. It's the $100,000 summer download. You just download the Odyssey app, you listen to Y98 for 60 minutes while you're on your way to work, hanging out with us, and then you're automatically in for your share of $100,000. Like, Fridays are usually payday. You probably looked at your check and like, it's looking a little light. I get it. How about $100,000? This is Hannah's favorite game. When we play three in a row, you go. We give you three questions. You got to get all three correct. Then you get to go to the Cardinals game for Harry Potter night. Hannah's off today, so that's why we decided to play her favorite game. And coming back in from the park and being up since 3 a.m. and being out in the 100-degree weather, like, we're skipping the after-dinner walk. She's like, I've been here the last 5 days. From the moment you walk in, you are all about those kids. And it's really cool to see, Brett.
That's awesome.
You know, like, you want your, like, in-laws to see you because you're like, yes. I married your daughter.
Right.
And for her to say that, like, honestly, been here the last 5 days. And just, like, how involved you are, and most dads would have skipped it. Most dads would have watched TV. You are just constantly whatever your kids need. And I was like, that was such a cool moment. She just looked at me and said that. It was such a cool moment between her and I because he was off in the room. Everyone was gone doing their thing. It was just her and I. And she was like, I just have seen it the last 5 days of being here, just how you are nonstop with them.
It's also cool that she's like recognizing a simple thing you're doing. Yes. It's not like you're going above and beyond and doing something crazy. And she's like, wow, you're a great dad. It's like, no, you're going on a walk with your son, something you do every day. Like, that is so cool.
And then just to reinstill that, like, basically it's my wife who does it all, I'm sure. But on our after dinner walk yesterday, because she had gone home, it was just him and I, and he goes, Dad, thanks for being such a great dad. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, did you say thanks for being such a great dad? He's like, yeah, like, I really do appreciate that, Dad. It's like, are you three? How old are you, Rick? So if my three-year-old can do it, just tell somebody you appreciate them today. just those little things, like you're a great dad, just means like a world of a difference. And it was like the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. You know, I've peaked, guys. It's over.
Yeah.
Cardinals tickets are coming your way. Hannah is off today, and so we decided to play one of Hannah's favorite games because she's off. What better thing to do? We're going to play three in a row, You Go, for Cardinals tickets in 3 minutes right after Gaga while we're commercial-free on Y98 St. Louis.
Three in a row, You Go!
We're going to play three in a row, You Go, for Cardinals tickets. So if you want to play, remember, you got to get all three questions in a row correct to go to the Cardinals Knights Harry Potter night at the ballpark. 314-531-9898. One of the reasons we decided to play three in a row, You Go, is because this is Hannah's like favorite game on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah's not here today. So
yep.
Why would we not play her favorite game?
Yes.
When she's like, I always loved listening to Y98 play three in a row, You Go. And now she is not here, and we get to play it. If you haven't seen it on our Instagram, we posted a video on the Brett Mega Show where we made Hannah disappear.
Yeah.
If you want to see a human person disappear on video, AB did that. You can watch it on our Instagram. Go to the Brett Mega Show on Instagram. If you want to play three in a row, You Go. You got to get all three questions correct. Then you go to the Cardinals game for Harry Potter night. Magic is happening everywhere. Harry Potter night and on our Instagram. 314-531-9898. Remember, if the person doesn't get all three in a row, they don't go, and you got a shot at those Cardinals tickets. So cheer against your listener friends.
Something's got a hold.
Three in a row, You Go!
I feel like we've lost control here on Y98. We're playing three in a row, You Go, for Cardinals tickets. And also, we have a chance for you to win your share of $100,000. It's the $100,000 summer download. You just download the Odyssey app. You listen to Y98 for 60 minutes while you're on your way to work, hanging out with us. And then you're automatically in for your share of $100,000. Like, Fridays are usually payday. You're probably looking at your check. You're like, it's looking a little light. I get it. How about $100,000? This is Hannah's favorite game. When we play three in a row, You Go, we give you three questions. You got to get all three correct. Then you get to go to the Cardinals game for Harry Potter night. Hannah's off today, so that's why we decided to play her favorite game. So let's play. Alyssa, you ready to play three in a row, You Go? Alyssa, are you ready to play three in a row, You Go?
Yes.
All right, Alyssa. So AB is going to read you the three questions. You got to get all three correct, and then you get to go to the Cardinals, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, first question. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Okay. What is the only bird that can fly backward?
Hummingbird.
Okay. And how many Harry Potter books are there?
Seven.
Damn, you went three for
yeah,
three.
Yeah, that was
Alyssa.
All of them.
I thought the hummingbird was going to throw
yeah,
you.
I know. That was
wow.
hard.
How did you know the hummingbird one? I definitely had to Google that one when I wrote the questions.
My dad's a biology teacher.
Holy
so.
Shut up.
Do it.
Wow. Who knew the first person we'd go is going to have a dad as a biology teacher? I thought for sure it would be like, birds fly backwards? I was like, this is a badass fact. Melissa's like, yeah, I knew that. Wow. Congratulations. That's yeah. three in a row. You get to go.
Woo. Woo. Thanks.
All right. Congratulations, Alyssa. The Harry Potter night at the ballpark is going to be so much fun. We'll get your tickets. We got more Cardinals tickets coming your way later on the show at 8:40, by the way. We got a four-pack of tickets coming your way then. AB, who is in for Hannah for the Hollywood hashtag, what you got coming up?
A former Olympic gymnast had some nasty things to say about the U.S. gymnastics team, and Simone Biles clapped back. I'll tell you what she said in one song.
This might get awkward for a second, but we're going on our first, like, Brett Mega Show family trip. We're going out of town for our work trip next week, and there's something that everyone is going to do together that I don't want to do with anybody. And I'm going to ask you if that's okay, if I'm being rude or that's inappropriate, in about 5 minutes. But first, Hannah is out today, so AB's got your Hollywood hashtag.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Michaela Skinner was an Olympic gymnast who competed with Simone Biles at the Olympics in 2012, but she is back in the news because she posted a YouTube video giving a super negative opinion on the current U.S. women's gymnastics team. She said, quote, besides Simone, I feel like the talent and the depth just isn't what it used to be. Just notice, obviously, a lot of girls don't work as hard. The girls just don't have work ethic, which is a crazy statement to make in general, especially considering the team won gold.
But and it's crazy because it's the same team as last year or last Olympics. Jade, Suni Lee, Jordan, and Simone. This is the exact same team we took to Tokyo. So it's like, man, they're just not the same as they were back in Tokyo. Like, it's the same freaking team. So it's a weird statement to make.
It is. And I feel like a lot of athletes maybe just wouldn't have given it the time of day. But Simone clapped back and she posted a picture on Instagram of her and the team with the gold medals. And the caption of the picture is, lack of talent, lazy Olympic champions.
Damn!
So that obviously has millions of likes and everyone is coming to like defend Simone and the team. But Michaela then blocked Simone on Instagram because she was getting so much hate from it.
So funny.
And Simone is like so open about the fact, like, this girl blocked me. And then Michaela ended up completely deleting the YouTube video and then posted an apology where she said, you know, her words were misinterpreted, all this stuff. I don't see how you can misinterpret that. But yesterday, Simone went on to win gold in the all-around, and Suni Lee won bronze. So she is definitely biting her tongue after that.
The other thing about the whole like work ethic thing is I don't really think people realize what it took to run this team back. So we all know the Simone story because that one's so public. Everything that happened in Tokyo with the twisties and then the public backlash saying that she was a quitter and that she choked. And then to come back and win the all-around. And yesterday, if you watched it, she needed that floor routine to do it. So she clearly showed up and the pressure was on and was able to deliver. And I watched some of the Simone Biles biography. Those twisties lasted for like almost a year and a half. I thought it just went they went away. But she basically had to start gymnastics over from the scratch, like learn it from the foundation. And Suni Lee, the same thing. I didn't know this.
I didn't know about her either.
She had like a kidney disorder and kidney disease, like two of them. And in January is when she started training again. And she had to start over again as well.
She gained like 40 pounds in a week because of it.
And so she, like, how could you even be lazy battling back from the twisties and everything they did? And then Suni Lee, literally 6 months ago, they didn't even think she was going to be able to compete. And then to go out there and medal, it's like you have to be the complete opposite of lazy to be able to do that. So like the comments were so, like, there's no way to misunderstand those comments. Like, they're stupid. Like, they're just saying something to grab headlines. And I get it. Everyone wants to have a hot take. But that's like one of the dumbest hot takes you can possibly have.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They took that hate and look what it got them. It got them gold medals. Yep. It got them, you know.
When she won the all-around, she put on a goat necklace.
Yes.
Good for her. That was awesome.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
All right, I feel like I'm going to get hate from the rest of the Brett Maga Show now. I don't mean to be rude, but there's something that the Brett Maga Show is all doing together as a family, and I just don't want to do it. Let me ask you if this is okay in 3 minutes. You've never been. I really want an outside perspective on this, and I want to know if I'm being rude if I don't hang out with the rest of the show for a second. 314-531-9898. We really do need an outside perspective. Hannah's off today, and I asked this question on the day Hannah's off because I know Hannah's answer would be on this, is that I have to stay with the rest of the show. But next week, we are flying to San Diego for this big radio convention with all these morning shows all across the country, and our company is bringing us to this big convention, and so we're all flying to San Diego together. We're actually not all flying back together. AB and I are heading to different destinations, but everyone will be together for the trip to San Diego. I don't want to sit with anybody.
Aww.
I don't mean to be rude to you all. I want you to hear me out. The flight is Southwest. We get to pick our seats, right? So you don't have assigned seating. Mm-hmm. This is ending soon. Why the hell are you doing this to me, Southwest? I want to pick my seat away from everybody. And I don't mean this to be disrespectful, but maybe I am. And maybe I have to sit with the rest of the team because it's a team bonding thing. But I disagree. I never, ever get to sleep on a plane. That's like my favorite thing to do. Is you fall asleep. I fall asleep before they even go through all those like TSA like procedure things of like, hey, in case of a water landing, like whatever, I'll be sleeping if this thing lands in the water. I got kids. I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. I just like flying on a plane with kids is literally what they should do for torture. Like, put them on a plane and fly with kids, and they will, like, they will confess all of their secrets. The Army should do this. 314-531-9898. I want, Hannah's a talker, let's be honest. I just want to sit by myself, enjoy the, it's like a long flight, it's like 3.5 hours or whatever. I want 3.5 hours of just bliss.
You're going to hate me, because I know you wanted to talk about this because Hannah's gone, and you know that she would say we absolutely have to sit together.
Yes, so thank God.
I'm agreeing with what Hannah would have said. I think if you are traveling with somebody, you have to sit next to them.
No, you don't.
That is so weird. I would feel so weird.
I think it's your funeral. I think you're putting, it's a bigger risk to me to sit by people you don't know and hope
that
to sleep.
That is true, too.
That's a great point. I didn't think about that.
Because, hey, I'm a sleeper on planes, too. I'm sitting with a group. I'm going to sleep. Not an issue for me, but no one really wants to talk to me anyway.
I will say on planes, too, I feel like there's an unspoken rule that, like, you just shouldn't really be talking. And
do you think Hannah understands
that? Hannah and I have traveled once together. We went to Colorado, and I thought she would talk to me the entire flight, but we both put our AirPods in, and we really did not talk. It was crazy.
I don't trust you guys. You're I don't think it's rude. Why do we have to sit together? We're going to travel together. We're going to go to dinners together. There's all this team bonding that's built in. Can I just get a freaking plane ride by myself? I get no time by myself as a dad.
You'll have a hotel room by yourself.
Maybe. I don't even know. We haven't gotten
company. Yeah, you might be sharing with Kevin. Right. We're not sure yet.
I know. I'm assuming they would probably put the guys together, the girls together. I love you, Kevin. I want a hotel room. I just want to sleep by myself. I am praying for some alone. I am begging. Everyone I talk to, because my wife is going to have the kids by herself, they're like, man, your poor wife. And I'm like, this is going to be like heaven for me.
Yeah.
And now I'm stuck flying with
these apparently
people.
We might not even see you the whole trip.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Guys, I might be a little bit busy sleeping. Like, where's Brett at? Like, oh my God, this dude is actually catching on sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, is it rude? Is it awkward to not sit next to the people you're traveling with? Why do we have to sit together? I don't understand why. 314-531-9898. I really want an outside opinion on this, because AB and Kevin want me to sit next to them. Everybody's got to sit together on this freaking plane. That's what everyone's telling me. It's the Brett Maga Show. We are commercial free. And next week, we're doing our first family vacation and work trip, everyone together. And I fly with kids now. I'm a dad. I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And when you fly with a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, it is hell, guys. That's what hell looks like. And I got my first flight in probably years all by myself, except for the show. And since we're flying Southwest, we get to pick our seat. And I want to know, am I being rude if I pick a seat absolutely away from everybody else? Is it awkward? Am I making AB thinks it's going to be awkward if I walk away.
It's going to be really awkward.
What about filming on the plane?
Why has AB got to film me with sleeping? I'm going to
be
snoring.
I will be filming everyone the entire flight.
You can just snore. Watch me snore. Go to my row, which will be on the opposite end of the plane of you guys, and then you watch a guy sleep peacefully without kids.
We'll have so many inside jokes without you.
That's okay. You know how much sleep. Paul, do you think it's weird that I want to not sit with everyone on the show?
Yeah, like I was telling Kevin, it's your show. The Brett Mega Show is why you guys are going. You need to stay with your crew.
Yes.
And that's right.
If you don't want to stay with your crew, I mean, they're not like having a 1- and a 3-year-old, hopefully, on the plane.
Have you hung out with Hannah?
Literally your name, Brett, attached to why everyone's going. So you got to stay with them.
Thanks, Paul, for the call and support. All right, so
Great point.
One down for awkward here. Katie, how do you feel about me wanting to sit by myself on the plane when we go to travel for a work trip?
I am 100% on your side.
My girl!
Not rude. You should enjoy your plane ride the way you want to. Get your nap. Get your sleep. You'll see your crew at like the your dinners and outings.
Yes.
But if that's important to you, and I'm a night shift nurse, so I know how important sleep is. And if you love somebody, if your crew really cares about you, they'll let you take your nap.
Yeah, guys, if you
that's love.
If you really care about me, you won't let me sit next to you.
I just want you to sleep right next to me.
Thank you. Hannah is off today, and somehow Hannah has turned into AB. How did this happen to us, Michelle? Michelle, have you ever done this before where you go on a work trip with a bunch of people and you don't sit with those people because you're going to see them on the work trip?
Yes, I not only did I sit away from them, I had two free hotel rooms in Las Vegas, and I booked my hotel room that was away from them. I work with them 40 hours a week, and they told me there's no I in team.
There's no. Thank you so much for the call. Michelle said, I didn't even just sit next to me on the plane. I didn't even have my room near these people. I wanted to get as far away as possible. Dawn, do you think it's rude if we fly together for our first family trip and I don't sit next to anybody on this family trip?
Not at all.
Thank you, Dawn. You get me.
I had a boss that five of us flew together all the time. He was asleep before the plane took off.
Yeah, I'm never going to sleep with these people. Thank you, Dawn, for the call. Tara, how do you feel about me not wanting to sit with the rest of the Brett Maga show when we go on a work trip next week?
I mean, I say you sit wherever you want to sit. Like, I prefer the aisle. So if people want to sit next to me, then they either get the stupid middle seat or the window seat. And nobody wants those two seats. So whatever, that's fine. But the only risk that you run is you might get the guy with the stinky sandwich.
That's
or
true.
Or the person who smells bad. And, you know, I don't think you want that either.
Do you like, right. So like, sometimes the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Right. Like the devil you know is better than like...
Or the family you're breaking up. What about that family of three that can't sit together now because you won't sit with us?
I'm just going to spin you guys against each other.
No. You're doing that family of four a favor because I guarantee you there's a mom of that family of four that doesn't want to sit with those bad kids either. She's like, yeah, put me in the weenie middle seat. I'll sit there as opposed to next to my kids. Trust me.
Yeah, then I'm going to get stuck with somebody else. Like, I usually fly with my kids, and then I'm like, I got this seat. I think I nailed it. And then all of a sudden, two other kids like, hey, can you watch my two kids for me? And I'm like, damn, that's how this looks. Huh? Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. I think the real question is, if I don't sit next to you guys, and it's a three row, Hannah, Kevin, and AB, who's taking the middle?
Oh, not me.
Everyone went quiet. Hannah's not here today. Does someone want to tell Hannah that she's got middle now?
No, because she'll talk to both of us then.
The all-new Brett Mega Show. Live from the under...
Come back to me.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Let's talk about some of the trending stories. That's what Keep It Moving's all about. I'll either keep it moving after I read a headline, or I'll stop down and tell you more. Hannah usually bosses me around, but she's off today. So, AB, you get the luxury of telling me which story
all
for the morning.
Right.
We'll put 2 minutes on the clock because life is busy. So after these next 2 minutes, you'll know all the trending stories. Ford is creating a system that snitches on speeding vehicles to the police.
I can't do cars. I know.
Okay, keep it moving. Feeling stressed? Try this. Ice face.
Okay. I feel like I'm always stressed.
Splashing ice cold water on your face for the first 15 to 20 seconds as soon as you wake up. It shows evidence that it gauges your body's relaxation system to counteract the stress response. So it actually is going to help you. So if you want to wake up instantly, turn off your alarm and just go throw ice cold water on your face, it's going to help you.
See, wow. I can't get my eyelashes wet because I have extensions.
That's what you're worried about?
Yes.
I just thought throwing ice cold water in your face as soon as you wake up would be annoying, but it seems like it would work. TikTok is obsessed with this new fridgescaping.
Oh, let's hear it.
This... TikTok is a weird place, man. So this is a new obsession. It's landscaping for your refrigerator. I'm not joking, guys. Decorating the inside of your fridge with flowers, wicker baskets, and even framed art. Yeah, they think it's really cute.
I haven't seen that yet.
It sounds so cute, and I just want to open up my fridge and have snacks.
It would make me happy.
I guess. You know what would make me happy? A fridge full of snacks.
Yeah.
The most visited websites in the world.
Nah, keep it moving.
Yeah, it's like Google and stuff like that. And Pornhub. who falls in love faster, men or women?
Okay, I'm going to guess it's men.
Several studies said men fall in faster with women. One survey said men know that they're in love after just one date. No, they don't. They just think they're in love. They're like, she talked to me. I'm in love.
No one loves me.
That's a personal problem. But yeah, it usually takes women at least 1 month on average to know if they're in love or not. Again, way too fast for me at all.
Whatever, Brett.
Yeah. How do women feel about men's hairy backs?
Keep it moving.
Yeah, that's what
I
they
don't
say.
Need
yeah,
that.
Right? Yeah, they don't like them. If you're wondering if you're like have a hairy back as a guy, like you think the women are into it, they're not.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Is anyone into something that they were never into before they had kids? They're like, I don't know, my kids like this, and now I love it. We'll talk about it in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. What is something that you're into, like you like it, just because your kids are into it? 314-531-9898. I started thinking about this for a couple of different reasons. The Olympics is what made me really started thinking about it. Is I saw these dads during the like women's gymnastics who were so pumped, like screaming, yeah, that's a double tuck entendre thing. And they're like all into it, knew all the terms. And you could tell these dads had no idea what it was before. Even you can even call in, maybe you're into something that your significant other got you into. Like, I didn't know anything about cars or the sport or anything like that until my significant other. Because Simone Biles' husband, Jonathan Owens, who's actually gotten slack for some of the stuff he's said about Simone in the past, is people are loving him because he's like scoring the gymnastics. He's like a football player, plays for the Chicago Bears, in the middle, and he's like got the scorecard out, and he's so into it. And I'm like, this dude didn't know a thing about gymnastics, but like your significant other, your kids, someone you love loves it, and then all of a sudden you just start loving it. 314-531-9898.
You know, when you said significant other, right away I thought, oh my God, Little House on the Prairie. Sarah was
really?
And still is. I mean, we have to go to the Little House channel every Sunday to watch episodes.
No way. I didn't know this.
Oh man, she's a huge fan. And then Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, back to back. It's like country living with Sarah over the weekend.
So and you're into it now,
oh,
too?
I'm
you
into
like
it, yeah,
it?
Man.
Like,
you know,
I love it.
I mean, really, you know, you watch it and you go, man, Michael Landon, yeah, I could have been Paul. You know, I mean, it was pretty cool. I like him, Victor French, and the rest of the team there, you know?
So funny. And, like, you're into it
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Soli and the crew there and Dr. Quinn, you know?
Oh,
Michaela.
My.
Yeah, she's quite attractive. Yeah. You know, so that's with my wife, but with my kids, Kennedy was all over of My Little Pony.
Really?
That was like her thing. And
so
Twilight
then you got
Sparkle
into it too?
And got into watching that. And then, you know, the musical stuff. So that was a lot of fun. And then Jackson, because he's taken his love of music to the next level with his saxophone.
Oh, yeah, he does. And you're not like a saxophone
no,
guy.
No, I'm not at all. And I never played an instrument, you know, as a kid or, you know, don't have any musical abilities. But Jackson not only plays the alto saxophone, he plays the tenor saxophone. He plays the baritone
saxophone.
The fact
saxophone. That you know what that is.
Yeah.
Shows you're into it because
yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
Mm-hmm.
My sisters and I all grew up dancing, and we would watch Dance Moms every single week, and it was honestly one of the only shows that we would watch. My dad wouldn't leave the room.
Your dad was locked in on dances?
Yes. Like, he secretly really liked it. And, like, he wouldn't be on his phone, he wouldn't be reading a book or anything. He would sit there and he would watch Dance Moms with us.
I honestly thought about your mom when I was thinking about this, too, because you guys went to the Tate McRae concert.
My mom comes to a lot of concerts
see,
with us.
See, like, acting like, I'm
yes.
into this music, but it's because
yes.
she just wants to bond with her daughters.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she's got, like, the Tate McRae jersey on. I'm like, girl, really, mom? But she's locked in.
Yeah, and she came to Nashville with my sisters, my friends, and I to see Ben Platt, like, a month ago. Like, she comes to everything.
Yeah.
She loves it.
And it's because your kids are into
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you into just because your kids are into it? Like, I will listen to this music. I never thought I would be a Dance Moms fan, but all of a sudden, I'm locked in. They got me into it. 314-531-9898. It could be something your kids got you into or something your significant other that you had no interest before, but just because you love them, you love it. It's Y98.
Up and throw a tantrum.
What is something that you're just absolutely totally into, like you love it mainly because your kids love it? 314-531-9898. That's what parenting is. Like, if your kids love something, you automatically just start loving it. You just dive right into it. You okay over there?
Yeah,
just
sneezing. I'm sneezing.
Hannah's off today, by the way. And I started thinking about this because of the Olympics. Almost all of this stuff at the Olympics. Like, people be watching badminton. I see these dads out there screaming for badminton. Like, some backyard game. Now they're, like, so intense. And I was thinking about the women's gymnastics. All these dads are just freaking out watching their daughters, knowing all the weird, crazy terms. I'm like, you guys are just so into it. AB, you grew up as a dancer. You said your dad loved dance moves.
Yep, and one of my first ever dances was called Shake a Tail Feather. And every single year on the first day of school, my dad would write us like a little note being like, Shake a Tail Feather.
Oh,
that is so cute. Yes. But if your kids are into something, you just automatically become into something.
There's a text similar to that and similar to that love, AB. This is about musicals. I didn't really watch musicals until my daughter got involved with the Muni when she was 9. And now we go to the Muni every year. We have season tickets, and I'm very much now loving musicals of all kinds.
That is awesome. My dad does not agree with me.
You know, we had a coworker, Kevin, that was really into ballet because his daughter was a ballerina.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's just those things that your kids just really get you into. Jerry, you're obsessed with what now because of your kids?
Well, not because of my kids, because of my boyfriend. He got me into Legos. At first, I always thought it was like a dorky thing.
No, it's not.
After doing it with him, I'm obsessed. I have the Disney characters. I have flowers and just so many different things. And it is expensive, but I love doing that.
What do you do? Do you just build them?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I traveled to London last summer, so I got like the London set. He got me like the roses. And I build those, and I don't know, there's just something about it. It's so fun.
So you guys will sit there as like grown adults just play with Legos, like on a date night?
Yeah.
They do. They make adult sets, Brett.
Yeah, duh.
Yes, they do.
What does an adult set look like? Like, whoa.
They're
like
the ones with the higher price tag.
Yeah.
Who knew? I didn't even know there was an adult set Legos, and I didn't know that there was couples out there having like a glass of wine and doing Legos together.
Yeah, it's really fun.
But you're very convincing. Now I kind of feel like I want to do this.
You're missing out. Come on.
Kevin, you want to be a third wheeler? You can't, because I don't think anyone else on the show is going to do Legos with you, brother.
I'll try.
Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it, Jerry. Still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. If you want to run away with me, I know. We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah is out today, so AB is taking over the Hollywood hashtag. AB, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I am going to tell you guys what celebrity announced a divorce and pregnancy on the same day at 8:35.
Way to do it big.
Yep.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
After just 6 years of marriage, Cardi B has filed for divorce from her husband, Offset. But this isn't even the biggest part of the story. Just hours after she filed for divorce, she posted on Instagram and announced she's pregnant with her third child.
That's crazy to announce a pregnancy
same
and divorce
day.
As the same day.
Yeah.
That is so Cardi B. Yeah.
I feel like it's also, it's important to note that Cardi B and Offset have had a very on-again, off-again relationship, and this actually isn't the first time she's filed for divorce. She did this in 2020. It only lasted about a month before they were back together, but this time around, she's seeking primary custody of their children, and I feel like it's feeling a little bit more permanent.
So they have been separated for a while. They like announced they were broken up, and then there was like a couple of like really big events. I don't know if it was New Year's or an award show. I forget what it was, but they were seen together, and then she went publicly and said, we hooked up. She like announced it, like, I wanted to get some. I hooked up with my ex. Blame me. But the reason I bring up her hooking up with Offset is she doesn't announce if it's Offset's baby in the pregnancy announcement.
Right.
She never tags Offset. She doesn't acknowledge Offset. Mm-hmm. And since they've been separated for a while and there's been hookups with Offset, it sounds very Jerry Springer-like or Maury-like. We need to do the find out who the child is. But we don't know if it's Offset's or not. But it could easily be Offset's because they have hooked up. But then they've been separated for a while. So everyone's kind of curious, like, who's the dad?
And will we ever know?
You got to eventually know. She's too public. Like, I think Offset is going to be like, that's my kid. Like, right? Like, like they have two kids together. We will know, I feel like. I'm just wondering when we find out. Mm-hmm. Like, will Offset? Because what is Offset going to do if it's his? He's going to want to be like, oh, I'm having another baby, right? Like, it's just really interesting. And she didn't, which is not very Cardi B, it didn't, people wrote, like, who's the dad? And she hasn't wrote back yet.
You are the father.
Damn, that's what you think they're going to say to Offset? It's not his? Offset's going to be like, whose is it?
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. Like a bride.
Beep, do we say this week? It's the Brett Maga Show. Hannah is off. We actually play you a clip on the show that we said, and then you try to figure out what's behind the beep. If you were listening, you probably know what it is. And if you know it, we give you Cardinals tickets, a four-pack of Cardinals tickets right now. 314-531-9898. Call us up for those Cardinals tickets if you know what the beep we said here. What is your weird emergency thing that you need to
do? It's not weird. I have in my car.
What the beep does Kevin have in his car? It is the strangest thing.
Yep.
He actually might go to jail because of it.
Yeah.
He could go to jail. I think he might go to jail, actually.
What?
If you got pulled over, if you got pulled over, cops would have a lot of questions. A lot of questions. What the beep does Kevin have in his car? 314-531-9898 for Cardinals tickets.
Wow, you say.
Thank you for listening.
EA.com. Wow. You say.
What the beep did we say on the Brett Maga Show? It's been a long week. So what we end up doing is we take something we actually said on the show. We beep it out. Usually it sounds pretty funny. And then you try to guess what's behind it. And we'll give you Cardinals tickets if you could figure it out. What is your weird emergency thing that you need to come
clean? It's not weird. I have in my car.
It is weird. It real weird.
It's not weird.
Kayla, do you know what that weird ass thing is that Kevin's got in his car?
He has an axe in his car.
It's not weird. I have an axe in my car.
You want to go drive? Do you want to go driving with Kevin now, Kayla?
I'm sure we've had something weird in our car like that at one point in time.
Are you a serial killer too?
No, definitely not.
This guy's Dexter over here with his axe.
I'm a teacher and my husband's a cop. We can't do that.
Kevin said he's just, in case he sees any lumber in the road, he's going to get out with his axe.
Yeah, I keep it in the trunk. It's not like I got a holster or anything. So
we need to get this guy a holster. Is your husband and cop friend got a holster he can borrow for his axe?
I'm sure we could find one.
All right, Kayla, how about you get some Cardinals tickets? Congratulations for knowing what the beep we said. We appreciate you.
Wow. You say.
Kayla, hold on. We'll get your info for those Cardinals tickets. We'll drop some more fun facts for Fun Fact Friday that'll blow your mind right after Katy Perry.
Yeah. Y'all know.
Fun facts, baby, fun facts. Fun facts, baby, fun facts Friday.
Happy Friday. Let's drop some fun facts on Fun Fact Friday on the Brett Maga Show. I will give a fact. Kevin will give a fact. And we'll have a fact battle. Whose fact is more interesting? Our judges today will be AB, Hannah, and Luke Farrell from STL Bucket List. Luke, thanks for coming on and judging the Fun Fact Friday.
Appreciate it, guys, man. Ready for a fun Friday.
Here's a fact. Luke is one of the biggest social media influencers.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Suck up.
All right, Kevin, you want to give your fact first?
Yeah, I'll go first because it's the biggest movie in the world right now, and I'm talking about Deadpool and the Wolverine. Well, did you know that Marvel's Deadpool is actually a ripoff of DC's Deathstroke? When he was created, Deadpool appeared to be a ripoff of the DC Comics villain Deathstroke, as he had a similar moniker and a role as a mercenary. In fact, creators Rob Liefeld and Fabian Ascenza sort of knew they were ripping off Deathstroke, and they even named him Deadpool. They named him Wade Wilson as a nod to Deathstroke's name, Slade Wilson. Mm-hmm. Over the years, both characters have become more unique, but both comic companies really enjoy poking fun at the similarities of the two characters.
Did you just, like you found that interesting?
I think that's pretty interesting.
Who
I understood like half of what he said.
Who is Deadpool named after?
Slade, someone.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
Slade Wilson.
I love that Kevin printed out his whole sheet.
I had this whole font. No, exactly.
All
right. How about my fact? There's only one town in the world that has two exclamation points in its name. Like, that's what the name of the city is. And it actually has St. Louis in it. It's called St. Louis Du Ha! Exclamation point. Ha! Exclamation point. In Quebec, Canada.
Wow.
That's St. Louis, do ha ha.
Do ha ha is the name of the town in Quebec, Canada. St. Louis, do ha ha.
With two exclamation points.
Yeah, with two exclamation points. That's the actual name of the town.
All right.
So they live in St. Louis, do ha ha.
Well, I pick Brett. Ha ha, exclamation mark. I don't know. I think I'm going to go with Kevin. I did find it interesting.
Oh, Miss Comic-Con over here.
Kevin, I liked your fact. You know, I'm a big Marvel guy, but you kind of lost me. It was a little long.
And he's St. Louis bucket list.
St. Louis bucket list, the exclamation points. I mean, Brett, that was real. I didn't know that.
Yes, you know? I wanted to give you a fact that you could use on STL Bucket List.
Hey!
Hey, did you know St. Louis too hot hot is an actual place in the world?
Didn't hurt that he kissed your butt.
Hey, it's all part of the game.
That's what you gotta do, ha ha, to win.
Fun facts, baby, fun facts. Fun facts, baby, fun facts, Friday.